Greetings. You're listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 Minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 351944, Westminster, Colorado 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, what does the word Cephas mean and how do you spell it? Read John chapter 1 verse 42 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. The Bible states Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S, C as in Charles, E as in Erna, P as in Paul, H as in Hans, A as in Alpha, S as in Sam. The reason I have to bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts such as womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it's outside of the womb. The program will be about exposing the matrix, and something that is inside the matrix are the listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for the broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. This to help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by thousands expressing euphoria, and many have moved to tears, hoping that he will be the acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance, and especially climate change. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians, who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently is Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam? In spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, "And the Lord shall inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation." We have just experienced the fact that Jerusalem has become an international city with the sanctions of the United States. And I will be continuing on. I'm going to get off the subject a little bit to prove to you what's going on today in the United States.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Freedom Fighter 2127. Something else coming in September. A UN resolution establishing a Palestinian state. The UN Security Council is likely to be voting on a UN resolution which will establish a Palestinian state. Oh boy. There has been a lot of talk about things that are going to happen in September. But something that has been almost totally overlooked is the fact that the UN Security Council is likely to be voting on a UN resolution which will establish a Palestinian state at that time. Right now, France is working on a proposed resolution which would give formal UN Security Council recognition to the Palestinians, would declare that a divided Jerusalem is the capital of both Israel and a Palestinian state, and would set the 1967 borders as the baseline for future negotiations, which would establish the final borders between the two nations. It is being reported that France will submit this resolution for a vote after the 70th session of the UN General Assembly begins on the 15th of September. At this moment, 136 nations have already recognized a Palestinian state, but the United States has always blocked recognition by the UN Security Council. This time may be different, though, because there are quite a few indications that Barack Obama actually plans to back the French resolution in September. If that happens and the UN Security Council approves this resolution, it is going to have an enormous implications for all of us. Not a lot of people understand that this is happening, so let's take this step by step. Back in March, Wall Street Journal and other news sources reported that the French were working on a new Security Council resolution, which will establish the parameters for a Palestinian state. France will begin discussions in the coming weeks for a UN Security Council resolution that would set out the steps for a negotiated end of Israel's occupation of Palestinian land and a solution to the nearly 70-year-old Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Oh, this is ringing prophecy. That bell is going. France's Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said on Friday. Now, when they say peace, what does it mean? Destruction. According to the Times of Israel, this resolution will use the 1967 borders as the baseline for future border negotiations and sets Jerusalem as the capital city for both states. France sees a window of opportunity after Israel's elections to get the United States on board with the new push for Mideast peace. For Mideast peace. When they say peace, it means destruction. And is preparing a draft UN Security Council resolution in about 12 days, according to French diplomatic officials. The draft would define the pre-1967 frontier as a reference point for border talks, but allow room for exchanges of territory, designate Jerusalem as the capital of both Israel and a Palestinian state, and call for a fair solution for Palestinian refugees, the official told the Associated Press on Tuesday. Let me go ahead and source their stuff here real quick. I believe this is, France preparing draft for UN resolution on Palestine. And it says a lot of the same stuff that they've got in the InfoWars article here. And according to WND, let's source that as well. The proposed French resolution draws heavily from a UN resolution which established a partition plan for the land of Israel back in 1947. The French draft is said to be passed on UN Resolution 181, dating back to November 29, 1947, which provided for the establishment of two separate states, called the Partition Plan, Israel accepted the deal, but the Arab governments rejected it and went to war against Israel. It would have created an independent Palestinian state on 52% of historic Palestine. The current proposal is said to call for an independent state in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem, creating a Palestinian state on 22% of the area. We don't and we won't give up on this, said Francois de, I can't pronounce that, sorry, de la Torre, French ambassador to the UN. Let's check this source real quick. U.S. pressed to back UN-imposed Palestinian state. That's a great picture to the bottom right. I hate how these ads show up. Some of them, I've noticed, they're getting around the typical blockers that browsers like to use, or I like to use for my browser. I know a lot of you guys use the same ad blockers as well. But somehow they're getting around it. I wish there was another plugin that was created, especially to work with Firefox. Just another thing, too, about technology. For those of you who think your browsing is safe with Firefox or Mozilla, you should probably know this. Google is the number one funder of Mozilla. Washington. The framework agreement with Iran has prompted the French to press the United States to reverse previous opposition to a resolution in the UN Security Council establishing a Palestinian state. So, will this new resolution be brought to a UN, to a vote at the UN? According to Haaretz, the French hope to submit their plan for a vote when the new General Assembly session begins in September. Well, it appears as though quite a bit of stuff is going to be happening in September, and while we're all busy dealing with it, what are they going to do in the background?
Their heart cried unto the Lord, O wall of the daughter of Zion, let tears run down like a river day and night, and give themselves no rest. Let not the apple of thine eye cease. That's in Lamentations 2:18, Joel 1:12. The vine is dried up, the fig tree languishes, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Zechariah 2:7-8. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts, after the glory has he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you, for he that touches you touches the apple of his eye. In closing, if you want another listen or tell your friends about us, go to the website dedicated to this program, www.cephas-radio.com. Subscribe to our free monthly newsletter at www.go-cephas.com. God bless you. Shalom. Rita Williams, CephasMinistry.com.